This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. I think it's important to spend a few minutes today and again tomorrow talking about empathy. It's not some kind of fuzzy feel-good emotion that doesn't matter. Empathy. There's a lot to it that impacts each of us. There's a fascinating line in Harper Lee's classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. And this was the statement, you never really understand another person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside of his skin and walk around it. It's good, isn't it? Our problem is our own level of selfishness, me and myself, even the prejudices we have. W.C. Fields used to say, I'm free of all prejudices. I hate everyone equally. I hope he was only joking about that. But empathy, what it is, it's the ability to step imaginatively into the shoes of another person and to understand their feelings and perspective. And this is a big topic. Australian philosopher Peter Singer moved to the US in the 1970s and he noticed how many of his work colleagues were depressed and seeing therapists. Some actually were seeing a therapist every day. So he was intrigued and wanted to know why this was happening. And he spoke to them. Some people in his workplace said they felt repressed or they had unresolved psychological tensions, and others found life to have no meaning. So Peter Singer told them they spent too much time looking inside themselves, and he said, look, you'd be better off dedicating yourself to a cause which was greater than themselves. In 2006, Barack Obama, in the lead-up to the 2008 US presidential elections, he said something about empathy. He said, I think we should talk more about our empathy deficit, the ability to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, to see the world through the eyes of those who are different from us, the child who's hungry, or the steel worker who's been laid off, the family who lost the entire life they built together when a storm came into town. When you think of this, Obama said, when you choose to broaden your ambit of concern and empathize with the plight of others, whether they are close friends or distinct strangers, it becomes harder not to act. It's harder not to help. A really good topic. He was talking there about the empathy deficit, and I'm sure he was right. Do you know that Mercedes-Benz, the car manufacturer, is no longer interested in achieving customer satisfaction? This doesn't mean that customer experience is not important to this big car manufacturer, Mercedes. Quite the opposite, but it means that the customer experience is so important that satisfaction is not enough. The company wants its customers to be delighted with their experience of a new Mercedes-Benz, and so the company's president and CEO believe that engaging Mercedes employees is key to that, and a poll found that 70% of the employees had never driven a Mercedes. So they're now given the opportunity to do that so that they can have more empathy with the customers by driving the car themselves and, of course, engaging with them more effectively. And I think that's a great example of empathy. Not everyone, of course, can afford a Mercedes. It's more than that, isn't it? Empathy, in its simplest term, is awareness of the feelings and emotions of other people. It's the key element of what they call emotional intelligence, the link between yourself and other people, because it's how we as individuals understand what others are going through as if we were feeling it ourselves. Sometimes people get empathy and sympathy confused. Empathy goes beyond sympathy, which might be considered feeling. If you're sympathetic, you feel for someone. But if you have empathy, you feel with that person through the use of your imagination. So do we really take the time and effort to try to understand others? Do we try to understand the feelings of others? Too often it's we say in a nice way, well, look, don't bother me with your problems. I've got enough of my own. And I want to take this a bit further tomorrow. Lord, thank you for being with me. But Lord, forgive me for taking so much for granted. It's the simple things in life that are important. Often, Lord, we don't notice, and yet you love us, the smallest detail of our life. Teach us, Lord, to appreciate the minute that you give us and to learn the art of empathy. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.